This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, rolling along with Seth Payne. And let's dig in to Texans OTAs. We had the first day, the first practice at Texans voluntary OTAs yesterday. And I got to be there for the bulk of it, I would say. I ended up having to leave, Seth, after we got the Ronnell Blanco news. Like, if you can take yourself back to yesterday, The Ronnell Blanco news happens right as we're watching the Texans practice. And so, you know, my primary duties to Sports Radio 610 and for Odyssey and Digital, I had to kind of just, like, uproot my schedule there and leave. But I got to be there for the most part and for most of it. And I saw a few things. I saw a few of the observations that were out there. I feel like the big thing, we can get to a couple of things here, but the big piece of news was the first look offensive line of the newly made offensive line, if you will, for the Texans. And it did surprise some people. If you didn't follow, if you haven't seen this already, okay, can I interest you in an offensive line made of Cam Robinson from left to right, okay? Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, Jake Andrews, Titus Howard, and Blake Fisher. This is the first offensive line that the public got a chance to see at Texans OTAs. Tell me that I shouldn't overreact to this set.
I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm over this potential offensive line. I just can't tell you how excited I am about it.
Don't stand up. Seth, don't stand up.
You know, the biggest, and they'll all tell you, don't read too much into this. We're going to be working with a lot of different guys, and I 100% believe that. And still, it was a surprise to me that Jake Andrews was out there with the ones at center, with all of his 72 snaps in the NFL, being new to the team, it felt very much like, oh yeah, this is Cole Popovich's pet for sure. Because Jake Andrews was coached by Cole Popovich at Troy State. Then he was in New England for a couple of years. So for whatever reason, maybe just because he knows the terminology and he knows the way that Cole Popovich and Nick Kaler are going to be operating more, maybe they felt more comfortable with them out there. So that was a little bit of surprise. And then Juice Scruggs, if you ask, okay, well, who are the other centers? Jarrett Patterson and Eli Cox, the undrafted rookie free agent, were the other centers. And Juice Scruggs played guard for most of the day, at least from everything I saw.
He didn't get from what I understand, he didn't get any reps at center. Not yesterday. That's not to say that he won't and that he's not going to, but that is also noteworthy that their former second round picked center is not taking reps at center anymore.
I think that there's a real good chance that I like with Ariante Ursery playing both left and right tackle yesterday as well. It's just, it looked like what I hoped it would be, which is that this is a genuine wide open competition on the offensive line. And there's nobody really, including Titus Howard playing guard. It's not set in stone that when Nick Caserio says they want to get their five best players on the field, that he ends up thinking, okay, well, Titus Howard at guard is our best option at guard. So if Juice Scruggs comes along as he's playing guard, or if any of these other guys do, I think it's a wide open competition. And I like that. Because of the names you just rattled off, I don't feel awesome about it. It's very much just a wait and see. Let's see if this unit can be better as a whole just by having a new coaching staff and a new methodology.
Yeah, the reality of it, Seth, is based off of the names that we knew. Like, it's not like they put people out there that we didn't know were on the team, right? We knew what the different combinations could possibly be, and part of the big conversation of the offseason has been that most of us are largely underwhelmed by that collection of names that they have. So there's not a combination that they could have put out there that would have impressed us, so to speak. And you could maybe even argue that any combination would have surprised us, because it is just such a surprisingly underwhelming cast of characters, if that's a way that I could put it. But even with that, I would say that, like, if you just take that in its proper context, I would say that I'm okay with what I saw, or the idea of what I saw. Like, I could justify and make sense of every single spot for what I saw out there. Obviously, Cam Robinson at left tackle makes plenty of sense for what they paid him and what they have now, especially, you know, given that they have traded Laremy Tunsil. They don't have a left tackle. Cam Robinson's the closest thing that they got to it. But from Laken Tomlinson on down, I feel like I can make a lot of sense of that, right? Like, Laken Tomlinson, for better or worse, and for better and worse, has played a lot of left guard. It makes sense that he would be your left guard. The teacher's pet angle of this with Jake Andrews is interesting, but also not surprising. If you're implementing a new offense, you've got a new offensive coordinator, a new offensive line coach, and this guy has history with the offensive line coach who has history with the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That tie just seems to make sense for me. And then maybe Titus Howard is the most surprising of them all. But even that you can make sense of, because he's a tackle who they've moved to guard, but now playing on the side where he's played most tackle. So him making the switch from right tackle to right guard seems like I won't say natural, but kind of a normal and sensible progression.
Yeah, you can transfer some of that muscle memory a little bit more easily. There's a lot more that you're not doing the direct opposite while also playing a different body. It's a really good point, Brandon.
Yeah,
for him, the slide from right tackle to right guard might make a lot more sense. And he's only played 4 snaps at right guard. I can't remember which game it was, but I remember a game where he had to come in emergency relief because there were 2 guys banged up. And so it's not like he has a bunch of reps there. But then if you look at Laken Tomlinson at left guard, he's played his entire career at left guard. So any kind of position change at all for a guy his age, it's probably going to be a lot harder than anything Titus Howard can do. And I think that's the real X factor in all of it, is just at some point, do they feel really good about going out there with Blake Fisher or Ariante Ursery at right tackle? And it seems... the more realistic option for Ariante Ursery to end up playing this year, if he were to start, would probably be at right tackle more so than at left tackle. I don't think, you know, he's not trying to beat out Trent Brown at left tackle or anything, but Cam Robinson has been a steady pro. He really only had the one blip when he got traded midseason last year to Minnesota, and it just didn't seem to be a good fit for him. But by and large, he's been a productive NFL offensive tackle. Whereas at right tackle, if it's him versus Blake Fisher, even though it's a little bit, you know, it's a position change for Ariante Ursery, that's probably the more realistic guy that he can beat.
The thing that I'm worried about, Seth, and you can help me out with this, I'm trying to figure out if the Texans have a right tackle problem. Like, I know that we've talked a lot about the interior offensive line. I think we know that they've got at least questions. Certainly they had a problem over the last couple of years. And now they've got just as many questions as they got answers on the interior. But now I'm starting to wonder, like, there was some comfort in seeing Blake Fisher out there. Like, at least they've got enough confidence that he's, you know, being shown out there with the first group. But they draft Arianti Urcery. You still got Titus Howard there. They've brought in Trent Brown, whose health is kind of uncertain. I don't know. Like, we didn't see him out there, and we don't exactly know what his status is. But that's probably the thing that I'm putting a pin in, is whether the Texans are as confident at right tackle as it seems they are stable at right tackle. And I don't know what the answer is to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I wonder if they're really confident in any of those offensive line positions right now. By far the biggest gamble they've taken this offseason was not taking gambles or spending money in free agency on bona fide guys who are in their prime. And I think that it's a wide open competition, and they just got to hopefully be confident that one of those things is going to work out. You know, Blake Fisher did some good things last year. But if I put last year's version of Blake Fisher out on the field today, I don't feel good about your chance of handling George Karlaftis in pass protection. I don't feel good about their ability to be at a team like the Ravens or a team like the Chiefs necessarily if Blake Fisher hasn't actually improved this year. Now Arianti Urcery, obviously. Between those two guys, Blake Fisher or Arianti Urcery, the odds would be that at least one of them is going to be a viable NFL offensive tackle. For Urcery, it's a question of how quickly can he do it. With Blake Fisher, part of it is just he was a guy that was looked at as probably a two-year project, so it shouldn't be a huge surprise that he looked a little overmatched at times his rookie year. But if he is a two-year project, this is year two. Did you think he looked a little bit thicker in a good way yesterday?
I was just about to ask you, or just going to point out, that the thing that I'm guarding against is the body transformation storyline of off-season workouts and training camps. Like, the body, I don't want to get fully, and to answer your question succinctly, yes, he did. But I don't want to get fooled by the body transformation storyline this go-round, Seth. We did this last year with Kenyon Green, and I feel like we do it with somebody every year where a young, it's normally a young player, and it's usually a lineman, but they've transformed their body. Their body looks different. They're in the best shape of their life. And now suddenly that means that they're going to be a different player than what you've known them to be. Now, Blake Fisher's only played 1 year, and I'm still giving him a chance to be really good. And I don't want to sound like I'm down on him, but I don't want to – like, he's got the body transformation thing going on. Kamari Lassiter's got the body transformation thing going on. And he didn't need a body transformation to improve his play. He was good enough as a rookie. But I just don't want to fall for it. It feels like it's got a banana in the tailpipe kind of element to it.
I counter you with this. Additional body transformation stories from last year. Henry Toa-Toa.
Ah?
And it showed an improved play on the field. Will Anderson, who also came back out in OTAs looking like he'd discovered the weight room for the first time. When he worked out real hard in college, but it's just different when you've got time on your hands in an NFL offseason and the money and access and knowledge to eat properly. So Will Anderson made a body transformation last year. I thought his play improved as well. So it's always, you just can't lean on it as a one. It's like taking a 40 time and making that the one and only thing you analyze. All right, a really good 40 time can be part of a really good prospect, but just because you have a good 40 time doesn't mean you're going to be all pro. Likewise with the body transformation. It's never bad news if a guy genuinely improves his body, but it's just not the only thing.
Yeah.
We're not in a bodybuilding competition, but it is notable and it is potentially a good thing.
And to be fair, Blake Fisher, a young player, and I think that's been one of your consistent critiques of him as we watched him throughout the season and as we evaluate the offensive line throughout the offseason, is Blake Fisher needing that year with an NFL program, an NFL offseason to kind of just mature into his body and actually get an NFL offensive lineman body. D'Amico Ryans was asked about the offensive line, and we got some of the usual rhetoric about finding the best five. This is what D'Amico Ryans had to say.
Yeah, this is our first day of OTA, so when it comes to finding our best group, it'll be a lot of mixing and matching guys, putting guys in different spots and seeing, you know, which five guys work well together. So one thing about the O-line is a lot of smart guys in that room, and they can move around, they can play multiple spots, and so that helps them. But it's just a matter of finding that five once we actually can get in training camp, put pads on. Nobody's making a team right now in shorts and helmets.
Yeah.
You know what he sounds like?
Mixing and matching sounds a lot like what you were talking about, Seth, with competition. That's what I'm
hearing. Yeah. Well, and it also sounds like a crew coach, which I would know absolutely nothing about other than I read the book, The Boys in the Boat, which is about the University of Oregon Olympic crew team back in the 1940s Olympics or whenever it might be. But I just there is something about when you try to figure out which guys actually work best together. There's a little bit of art to it, and you can't quite always pin it down. But some guys, you'd think, okay, there's a bunch of dudes rowing in a boat. What does it matter? Just take the guys who are the strongest in the tank there and put them all together, and you'll be incredible. But it's way more nuanced than that. So I guess the difference between rowing a boat and playing football is that you can only do so many reps of playing football to figure it out before guys start getting injured. And the time she's a wasting. I'd like them to have this figured out by sometime maybe midway through training.
Yeah, but synchronization does feel like it's the strategy. Like, that is the path forward here. Like, this is a time, Seth. Like, in the offseason, this is a time for optimism and for glass half full type of perspective. But if we're just being real about it, man, it is unsettling to know what they have done or the lack of what they've done in the offseason and addressing the offensive line. And then to hear the head coach talk about more so finding the five guys as opposed to, you know what I'd like to have, Seth? I'd like to have the five guys. Like, and I can't get everything I want, but I'd like to know who those five guys are, as opposed to like it being a bit of an adventure as to like, hey, who are our best five? No, you know what? It'd be nice, even in late May, even on the first day of OTAs, of knowing who those five guys are.
Right. Oh, that's even knowing, okay, I don't know what configuration they're going to be in, but who are your five best offensive linemen?
Yes.
Yeah, whereas, right now it feels a little bit like, How can we arrange these 10 lumps of coal into 5 diamonds on the offensive line? I don't know. I really, really don't know.
I haven't a clue who their top 5 or best 5 offensive linemen are. But we are going to find that out as the offseason rolls along, as OTAs rolls along, as Payne and Pendergast rolls along right here, Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. And up next, we're going to get to headlines. Of course, the Astros won last night, but we got a little bit of bad news. We'll get back to OTA, some more headlines that came out of that. And we have an NBA finalist. All that next on Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.